So before we begin the actual self-hypnosis process, we need to identify exactly what the positive and powerful affirmations and suggestions you're going to make in your self-hypnosis program. Now, the way to do these is through a process, which is to start thinking about exactly where you are now in the process that you're doing. What's working for you and what isn't working so well? Now, grab a pen and paper or notebook or journal. I like journals. And you can pause this audio at any time as you reflect on these questions that I'm going to ask you. So first of all, just thinking about that, thinking about food and your thinking, your actions, your behaviour around food and eating. What's working for you there and what isn't really working so well for you there? And just take a moment to think about those questions and write down some things. Next, I want you to do the same with physical activity or exercise. So thinking about physical activity and exercise at the moment, what are the things that are really working for you at the moment with regard to that? And what are the things that aren't working so well for you and that you'd like to for them to work even better for you? And then last of all, just thinking about how you are thinking and being in general. What's really working for you there and what needs to get even better? Are there any particular attitudes that you recognise that aren't very useful? Are there any changes that could really help you with your levels of motivation? Are there any strategies that you could implement which would enable you to recover more easily from things like lapses or other sort of patterns that you recognise, which are things that have tripped you up in the past? So just have a review of all that information, and it's roughly broken into two parts, which is the bits that are working for you at the moment, and then you've got the bits that aren't working so well. Now, regarding the bits that are working for you, the thing to do now is just to write those out as positive affirmations and try to keep them succinct and to the point. So if you're, say, you are going out for a nice walk at lunchtime every day, have that as an affirmation, but really add some emotion to it. So instead of, I'm going out for a walk every day for 40 minutes at lunchtime, turn that into an affirmation which is, I'm absolutely loving the walk that I'm taking at lunchtime every day at the moment, and it's becoming easier and easier for me to do that and get pleasure from it, or something like that. So that the language you use is positive and powerful. There are no negatives. So you don't say, I'm no longer or I'm not eating foods that I don't want to. You use language like, I am more and more often I choose foods that are healthy and beneficial for me. That kind of language. So do that with the, so really pump up those things that you're already doing well. With the ones, the opposite ones, where you feel that you're not achieving what you want to yet, is to turn those around so that you've got a positive, powerful affirmation about those. So if you're not going out for a nice walk every day, just say the sentence as if you are. So I'm going out for a lovely walk that I'm really enjoying every day. And just carry on and do that until you've got a whole list of positive affirmations.